Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a charge on my credit card that I don't know what it is. Actually, I have several.
I'd be more than happy to take a further look into the charge. I need your zip code.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I will be better. Happy to take a further look into the charge. I will need your zip code.
49037.
First and last name?
Phillips.
May I have your first and last name?
Oh, Pamela Phillips.
Can you also verify your address?
206 28th Street North, Springfield, Michigan, 49037.
It shows that on March the 9th, you ordered an in-clinique skin cream, a moisturizer, and a serum that helps with reducing fine lines and wrinkles. You registered for a trial by paying the shipping and handling costs to receive the supplements for an introductory 14-day trial period. The trial has since ended, which resulted in you being billed the normal retail price for the items received and placed on a monthly subscription. Being that the trial period is over and the account remains active or not canceled, you have been billed the normal retail price for the bottles that you receive. Next month, your first reoccurring shipment will go out.
I didn't receive anything.
Well, we have a delivery confirmation showing that you received the initial facial cream and moisturizer.
Well, they may have delivered it somewhere, but not here.
Okay, so did you order it?
I don't think I did.
Okay, well, keep in mind that we do have IP address information that's listed on the account. Your IP address will be able to determine the exact device that was used to place the order, as well as where the device is located. So if you're claiming that this order was fraudulently placed and you didn't receive it or order it, we will contact the local authorities, and if they do locate that it's your IP address, then whatever charges will be prosecuted against the person who placed the order. Because it was a 14-day trial, we do have a delivery confirmation that comes from the United States Postal Service's tracking and delivery system that validates the reason why the charge was billed. I can forward you over to my fraud department, but just keep in mind that we do have records coming from the United States Postal Services showing that on March the 13th, these items were delivered. So by claiming fraud, the investigation will take place. Did you want to be forwarded?
No, if I ordered something that I thought was a trial, why didn't it say it was a 14-day trial?
Well, it
so
does
I would
on,
know
online.
To call and cancel it.
It does indicate the information in reference to the trial when you're placing the order, because actually the terms and conditions agreement is given prior to you completing the order, and you have to indicate that you understand and agree to the terms to complete the order.
And when was this?
Shows that on March the 9th.
I don't think so, because it's still pending.
The pending charge is for the end of the trial charge. You paid shipping and handling to start the trial on March the 9th.
Okay, but this is like $94
That's the end of the trial charge, which is the normal retail price for the initial items that were received. I can forward you over to my fire department to assist you further with their process. Please hold.
Did you hang up?